Gracias.
Thank you, co-chair. We appreciate that the social forum is being held, that it's an important mechanism at the Human Rights Council. We appreciate also the fact that the panelists today and tomorrow will share their experiences and thoughts and best practices and current challenges in the fight against poverty and inequality. With a 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the Community of Nations has proposed, among other things, to put an end to poverty and inequality. There should be an agreement on this, but it seems to me that it is not so, because two days ago, the Human Rights Council voted on Resolution L37, entitled The Elimination of Inequality in and Among States for the Attainment of Human Rights, which addresses the agenda. Now, they alleged several reasons, and 8 countries in the council voted against, 14 abstained. Venezuela voted in favor of the initiative and was co-sponsoring the document. This resolution, among other things, expresses deep concerns over the fact that the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic are exacerbating the already existing inequalities and threaten to upend the progress that we have made in the past decades in trying to reach gender equality and empowering women and girls. And it's doing so in a disproportionate fashion, affecting even more those that were already vulnerable, including women, boys and girls, persons with disabilities, the elderly, migrants. And this is true in all areas of life, covering health, education, even economy and security and social protection. The COVID-19 pandemic has jeopardized the attainment of the SDGs and threatens to worsen the global poverty indicator, adding over 500 million people to the below the poverty line. Millions continue to live in extreme poverty worldwide, and we must move towards the attainment of the right to development, which is indispensable in these historic times, taking into account the growing gap between developing and developed countries, as well as the effects of climate change, the imposition of unilateral coercive measures, noncompliance with ODA, and the excessive burden of foreign debt. Co-chair, Venezuela, trying to fulfill the Country Plan 2020-2025, has dedicated its efforts to reducing extreme poverty and poverty overall so as to complete eliminating, always keeping an eye on vulnerable groups. We created a system of missions and grand social missions to bring comprehensive care for families in extreme poverty and to ensure that they can be rooted out from extreme poverty by addressing the vulnerabilities. We do this through a powerful instrument, which we use policies for our missions and grand missions to meet the needs of the entire population. It also provides transparency to the direct subsidy policies that government has. Additionally, there is a digital system which allows us to carry out direct surveys on the population and matters of interest when drafting public policies. For example, during the pandemic, 19 million people participated in a survey on the early detection of COVID-19. To conclude, in spite of the economic war promoted in my country due to internal and extraneous events such as the price of oil and the imposition of unilateral coercive measures, Venezuela has not ceased from investing most of its income to promote human development and fight against poverty and social exclusion. Thank you.